Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our prayer service for Wednesday, May 24th in the year 2023. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for this evening, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted, especially when we are seeking prayer requests. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise coming from Deacon Orpheus Tucker.
Good evening, everyone. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us. We're here again today, Lord. So thank you for helping us sleep through the night and waking us up to this beautiful day. And Lord, I pray that you teach us to love our lives with each passing day. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness and remind us of all the things in our lives to be thankful for. When thoughts of negativity begin to fill our minds, please remind us that you love us. And when we begin to feel helpless and hopeless, please remind us that you've got us. When we feel like hate in our lives, please remind us that you created us for a purpose. Mold and guide us to your purpose for us, because we trust that your plans for us are better than anything we could ever ask for. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Deacon Bazemore, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Good afternoon.
Yes. Would you please read the scripture for us?
It's Christopher, my son.
Oh, okay. Yes, I apologize. I think I have both lines open.
Can we do a double script?
Okay, I'll start.
Oh. I have it. Thank you.
Good evening, church. I'm reading in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 20 through 21. I repeat, the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 20 through 21. And it reads, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control would transform our lowly bodies so that they would be like our glorious body. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his powerful word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. Deacon Wesley Riddick will now lead us in prayer.
Father God, I just want to thank you for all that you do for all of us all the time. I want to thank you for First Baptist Church, for our deaconess board, our trustee board, our deacon board, and all the ministers that we have on the roster. And Father God, can you please talk to our young kids? And try to explain it to them that all this killing and what they're doing is not a good thing. And they got to understand that they're going to pay the price for that. And Father God, can you please work with our politicians to get control of this debt ceiling? A lot of people are going to be hurt if they do not take care of this debt ceiling. It'll be because the Democrats and Republicans are going to both be hurt if they don't find a way to come to some type of compromise to make this happen. And Father God, please keep blessing our pastor. I'm Reverend Young. Father God, I ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.
heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened. Praise His holy name.
We will now have another musical selection, followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Kiara Martin, who is a DC teacher, a Daisy Scout leader, and a volleyball coach. All of this on top of being a member of First Baptist Church. So we'll have a musical selection followed by Sister Kiara Martin.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
Come on, you declare it. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus. We know where it is to break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it. Break every. Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an break every
Good evening. First Baptist friends and family, my message is entitled, Life is a Journey, Not a Destination. I repeat, life is a journey, not a destination. Life is a continuous, ongoing process that has to end someday. Life is all about adoring yourself, creating yourself. A quote for you that life can be only understood backward, but it must be live forward. Life itself is a golden opportunity to live a meaningful life and support others to do so. It doesn't matter how many years you live, but it matters how well you live a quality life. Human life, a very precious gift. Human life is truly a very precious gift. Each moment of human life carries us as an opportunity to act, to develop, and express our virtues. Every moment unlocks the path to us to receive blessings. This is the truth that life gives us both positive and negative situations. What is it really important is how we react. Life is the gift of God in the form of trust that we will make it meaningful in whatever we can. We are all unique individuals. No one is born like you, and no one will ever be. So cherish your individuality. Many times I come across people accusing God of things that they don't have. They always cursing their lives. But do they realize that this life itself is precious? If we make it worth living and work hard towards positivity, life is a journey, not a destination. Life is nothing but a journey with lessons, hardship, headache, and special moments. It will ultimately lead us to our destination, our purpose in life. The road will not always be a plane. In fact, throughout our travels, we will face many challenges. These challenges will always test our courage, strength, weaknesses, and faith. Along our way, we may encounter obstacles that will come between the paths we are destined to take. In order to be on the right path, we must overcome these obstacles. Sometimes these obstacles are really blessings in disguise. Only we don't understand that at all times. The secret of life is best known to those who are not attached to anything deeply so much. Therefore, they remain out of touch with worries and shifting fortunes of their lives. They are the people who do not measure their lives in terms of materialistic possessions, but by measuring their lives in terms of people that cannot live without. Lastly, I will conclude that we should make life worthwhile. It should be with the love of our family and friends that life can be made beautiful. Life can be more beautiful and purposeful by discharging our duties in our family, at work, society, and the world at large. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. Thank you.
Amen, Sister Martin. Amen. And I want to apologize for being unable to upload the song selection that you wanted. So that means that we'll have to get you back on the prayer service line again. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Sister Martin and her message. The lines will be open for 20 seconds. Please try to quiet all background noise when the line is open. Thank you.
Thank you, TM, so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
We are truly on a journey and not a destination. You absolutely said that. Yes. Life is full of so many obstacles in our life. We can't allow them to help us. Break down
barriers
and get some closer relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you so very much for that wonderful message. So much to learn from, and it can carry us through it this week in peace. Bless you so very, very much. Thank you all. I appreciate it, and I thank you so much. Great job. Thank you.
The First Baptist Church Senior Center and the First Baptist Church Virtual Health Ministry would like you to join them on for a Juneteenth and nutrition seminar on June 22nd at 11 a.m. in First Baptist Church Ida Clark Hall. Lunch will be served. There will be free giveaways. There's also chair exercise available. So please put this on your calendar. A Juneteenth and nutrition seminar from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on June 22nd at First Baptist Church, Ida Clark Hall. There is also a fellowship tomorrow. I don't have that information readily available in front of me. But it is a fellowship at First Baptist Church from 11 to 2 o'clock, I believe. Okay, we will.
I'm sorry, Kim, what was that last announcement?
The last announcement was about the birthday celebration that's taking place tomorrow at First Baptist Church. It's a part of the Senior Center, their celebration, their monthly celebration. Reverend Young made the announcement last week. I don't have the information readily available in front of me. I'm actually having some difficulties with my laptop.
Yes, Barbara Stenard also sent an announcement about Youth and Young Adult Summit. The General Baptist Deacons Association for Washington, D.C. in vicinity and its auxiliaries is having a Youth and Young Adult Summit, Dismantling the Power of the Gun Through the Power of Jesus Christ. It'll be Saturday, June 3rd, which is coming up. And it's actually on Zoom. So if you want more information on that, you should contact Barbara Stenard. Or you can go to dmbgenbapdeacons.org. That's dmbgenbapdeacons.org for more information. Thank you. Cynthia, are you still on the line, or did you want me to pull in Reverend Young? Okay, Cynthia might still be having problems, so let me just pull in Reverend Young for final remarks.
Thank you very much, Sister Williams, and apologize for technical difficulties. Of course, we know these things happen. So we say thank God for our facilitator on this evening and all that she does in pulling together all of these events and announcements and all of the callers and speakers. So thank you very much, Sister Tinsley. And we also say thank God for all who have joined us this evening on our prayer call. This prayer meeting during the week is certainly a wonderful opportunity for all of us to once again come together to worship our strong God, to fellowship, and also to just pray as a body of believers, to commit ourselves to Christ and to trust in his holy word, knowing that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous do avail much. Just by way of announcement, I believe the announcement that they were looking for on tomorrow was for the First Baptist Church Virtual Health Ministry and the First Baptist Senior Center. And that's a Memorial Day cookout and yard sale tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. And that is actually at the Senior Center, 715 Randolph Street. It's food, music, giveaways, health information, and also blood pressure screenings. So you definitely want to be able to get out and take part in that. And if anybody does have any questions about also the event that Sister Williams announced for the summit, the youth summit, that's happening on June 3rd, please make sure that you pay attention to the attachment that was sent in the pastor's letter. And if you don't have that, you can certainly call the church at 202-541-5000. You can certainly call this week from tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2, and then next week 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and we'll be able to let you know all that's going on. So once again, thank you so much for all the announcements and everything. We're looking forward, or of course, before I even go to this coming Sunday, we're gratefully just blessed on this past Sunday, Women's Day. Ladies, you all had First Baptist Church rocking, and we're just so grateful to all that planned and had a hand, were on the program. It was an awesome, awesome day, wonderful worship. So once again, we say thank God for all that we saw and heard on Sunday. This coming Sunday is our Memorial Sunday observance at 10 o'clock a.m., certainly in person and online. There was a mistake in the pastor's letter. The Reverend Donald Robinson will be preaching this coming Sunday morning for our 10 o'clock a.m. service. And, of course, we are celebrating. We are remembering those from our particular branch of Zion that have gone on to be with the Lord. Families that are connected to those individuals are invited to come and to share as we take time out to pause to remember their lives and the contributions that they made, not just to the church, but to the world at large. And so that's what we're doing on this coming Sunday. So many things going on. We understand that, yes, summertime is coming. People would be going here and there. And so we are continually praying for traveling mercies for all those who are going different places. We also praying for those who are sick and shut in. Please continue to pray for our sick and shut in. Pray for those who have lost their loved ones. This is a difficult time, even in our world. We know that things are back online from COVID, but we still stay vigilant. So please continue to stay safe. Remember, coming inside, masks are optional. And we are just grateful that God has kept us this far. And we want to say thank you, First Baptist, for your continuing contributions, for the love that you share, and for all the work that is being done now and will be done. God is good, and he's still bringing people into the fold, and so we're grateful of that. At this time, we're going to ask now that that we come and we continue trusting the Lord as we lift our prayer requests unto him. This is why we come on Wednesdays, because we know we don't travel this life with no hope. Sister Martin so thankfully reminded us that this life is not a destination. It's a journey that God has us on. So as we come to pray, render your prayers unto the Lord and believe that God will hear and answer. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds to lift your prayer request up to God.
Young Cook,
Lord, I pray for them.
Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. God, we are grateful to be able to come to you tonight with humble hearts, lifting up our prayer requests unto you, lifting up our thanksgiving and praise to you for, God, you created this earth. Beautiful. We're reminded of it, Lord, as we see the trees sway back and forth, the branches of the trees sway back and forth. We're reminded when we see the birds singing your glory, even early in the morning. We're reminded of the beauty of this earth that you have given us. As we even encounter other people, the blessings that we see. And even as Sister Martin reminded us that sometimes there are things in life that happen that are beyond our control. There are circumstances. Lord, we know that the circumstances are not bigger than you. They are never bigger than you. They're never bigger than your blessings. They're never bigger than your divine power. They're never bigger than your righteous right hand. So we come believing and trusting in your holy power. We come believing and knowing that you are a God who knows all, sees all, and has all power. So tonight, we lift our requests up to you. Every request that's been lifted up, Lord, would you answer it according to your will? We don't want to be outside of your will, God. We believe in the peace that passes all understanding. We know that even in your word, Jesus said that peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. And so we seek to travel life with that peace, but not just traveling with that peace to store it up for ourselves. But God, even as we pray, even as we cry, even as we go through what we go through, allow us, Lord God, to feel your peace and then pass your peace on to others. For it is in those times of trial and circumstances, God, that you use us, that our testimonies may be the greatest, that someone would see the light shining in us and come to say, I know you're going through. I know your family member's in the hospital. I know you may have just lost your job. I understand that you have pain in your body, but how are you still smiling? How are you able to still lift up holy hands? How in the world are you able to drive around like you don't have a care in the world? And it's at that moment we can say, because we serve a God, because I serve a God that will never leave me nor forsake me. And that's the God we're praying to tonight. God, we thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us. We thank you, Lord, that in your word you declare you are with us. We thank you, God, that every prayer request that's been lifted up tonight will be answered, even the ones that are sometimes too hard to utter from our lips, God, that we have stored in our hearts and minds. You know about them too, and we thank you for seeing about us. We thank you for caring about us. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't walk through this life with a God who is so up high that he does not travel with us everywhere we go. So thank you, Lord, for holding our hands in the meetings that we have to go to. Thank you, God, for being with us. Thank you, God, that there were some doors you even closed that we wanted to open that you knew we couldn't go through, we shouldn't go through, and you did it. And then we found out on the other side that it was a blessing in disguise because your will is always right. So we trust in you. We don't lean to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge you. Because you, Lord, direct our paths. We seek to travel this path of the righteous, that righteousness that comes from the blood of your Son, Jesus the Christ. We're traveling this path, Lord God. Thank you for prospering our paths. Thank you, God. And it may seem sometimes like the wicked will not perish, but we know that that's what your word tells us. And so we travel the way that has us not sit in the seat of the scornful. We travel in the way that looks to you, and we keep your law close to our hearts. We keep your word close. Keep us, Lord God. We thank you so much for this prayer experience. Bless First Baptist Church. Thank you for every member. Thank you for every family member that's connected to every member. Lead, guide, and direct in this time as only you can. For God, we don't want to play church. We want to be the church. We want to do what you say. We want to follow your word. We want to be able to lift up these holy hands. We want to be able to thank you, God. We want to be able to do what you called us to do and do it in the right way. So, Lord, give us the strength every day. That even as the enemy tempts us, Lord, we can pass through the temptations, knowing that greater are you that's in us than he that's in this world. We thank you, God. We love you, Lord. We magnify your holy name from the ministerial staff to the deacons, the deaconess, the trustees, the missionaries, the ushers, the Girl Scouts, and the Girl Scout leaders. All the auxiliaries of the church, the AV ministry, every member, every ministry, we lift it up before you now. Touch our leadership in a mighty way, and they will continue to walk in your way. We thank you, God, for all that you have allowed us and all that you enable us to do. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet presence, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. Amen.